Hi all, this is the podcast Miracles Manifesting. Welcome. So one of the topics that I tend to cover on this podcast is living a best life. What does that mean? What does it look like? What is the day-to-day nitty-gritty of it all? And I wanted to share something that happened to me this past week. I have been challenging myself to do more, to go out and try new things, take more action steps in the community, action steps like just doing, you know, moving forward on my path. And as I'm doing that, it's hard. Yeah, so it is hard. It can be hard when we challenge ourselves and when we do new things, when we risk failure, when we kind of put down our shields a little bit and expose our hearts a little more. This is all hard stuff to do. And as we're doing it, it's going to feel weird. It's going to feel strange. And I was contemplating the whole idea of when a person gets used to a certain emotional status quo, then even when one starts to feel better and have, you know, quote unquote, better experiences, which is experiences that are more aligned with higher vibe sensations and emotional states, it can feel uncomfortable. It can feel worse in a way because the individual is not used to it. I have talked about this before in my podcast, and it's really kind of fascinating. So, in starting to become happier, it can feel worse. Isn't that a mind trip? And on top of that, taking care of oneself and reaching for the good is oftentimes doing stuff we don't want to do. It's exercise. It's drinking water. It's flossing. It is eating broccoli. It's taking walks. It's meeting new people. Yikes. But ultimately, all of these things offer some kind of nurturing, healthy habit that promotes our well-being to the point where we can actually reach for more for ourselves. So one of the tricks to living a best life, moving forward in that path, is doing stuff you don't want to do. So I, you know, it's funny because I do tend to talk about the same things. I cover the same subjects in this podcast, but I think it's important too because repetition is it's a good reminder. I think without these reminders, at least for me, I can easily sort of forget to focus on certain things, forget to do things. And reminders are very helpful in that way. I'm just cracking myself up tonight. So, oh gosh, I forgot what I was going to say. Something about the reminders and something about what I tend to repeat again and again. Perhaps I will loop back around and get back to it again later in this podcast. But let me continue. So, doing stuff we don't want to do. Oh yeah, it can be boring as well. But it's for our well-being and helps to support us, right, in being happy, ultimately. Oh yeah, I remember what I was going to say. I read once that the whole point of education, the whole point of being in school, is to learn, well, not the whole point, but one of the foundational concepts is it helps to teach the individual to do things, to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. So it's training to have a bit of self-discipline, like with homework and, you know, timelines and classes and that kind of thing. It's self-discipline. It's helping one train self-will a little bit. So it's doing what needs to be done when it needs to be done. So, which is an important thing in life, because it's important to schedule ourselves and clean up where we live and do laundry and dishes and all. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into just laying down the foundation to being able to reach for more. And doing all the boring stuff helps to support that. Because when you're not feeling good, then it's really hard to reach for more. It's just, again, being in that survival mode, which is, survival mode is huge. That's where many people, that's where I think like much of the population actually resides. I'm in survival mode right now. See, and this is the thing. I actually have a theory that even while being in survival mode, there is reaching for a best life. Even when being in survival mode. But it's important to be able to have that perspective. Because otherwise, it's all you'll see is, fear, anxiety, and just being driven by like these baser instincts. But I do believe that there's a way of, unlocking potential in any situation. And it's a matter of personal perspective. It's up to us individually. And connecting with God, Universal Energy, Source, Spirit is one of the ways of being able to do that. So, what else did I want to talk about? Reaching for a best life. Oh yeah, this past week. So, I'm doing more, I'm challenging myself, I'm trying to get organized, and there was a moment, and I was doing something, making a list, I'm not really sure, but my mind was busy with like a task. And I had this feeling come over me of happiness. It was a new experience of happiness that I do not recall having before. It was like a new level or a new feeling of a type of happiness. And I thought, wow, this feels really good. This feeling of contentment, satisfaction, I don't know. And then a voice inside me said, okay, well, that's all well and good, but I don't want to forget what I'm doing. Let's go back to this task of making this list or whatever I was doing. And I was about to, and then I heard and or sensed, it was like, you know what? Uh-uh. Wait. Hold on. This feeling, you need to sit in this feeling more, because it's new. And, I wanted to really feel it. so that I could better recognize it when it comes around again, or I can help, you know, help it to come back around, put out the welcome mat, open the door, you know. And but I really wanted to take the moment to just sink in and like feel it, give that to myself, right? And I was like, yeah, don't be so quick to just go back to the task, you know, really feel this goodness. And I think that's what, you know, far too often people don't allow themselves to dwell or sit in like the really good sensations, the good feelings, because we're too go, 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 you know. Oh, next thing, gotta run this errand, gotta do this, this popped up, you know, which is life. That's not going away anytime soon. But just to be able to pause and breathe and say, no, wait, I'm going to just, you know, be in this for however long, 20 seconds, whatever, longer, it's worth it. It is worth it. And I thought, wow, just allowing myself to feel that feeling of happiness was, it reminded me of the experience or the image that came into my head was years before I had seen a video about these beagles who were rescued from a lab somewhere, and they were let out of their cages onto grass for the first time. And I thought to myself, you know, feeling good is kind of like, for me, these beagles feeling grass for the first time. It's my version of feeling grass for the first time, being out of the cage. And I think that is a useful metaphor for so many people, because we get so comfortable with whatever cage we've put ourselves in, and however we, you know, these kind of miserable experiences that we can get stuck in for so long that it actually feels good, and good stuff feels uncomfortable. Isn't that weird? So, I want to leave you with that little story for the week, and I'll, you know, allow yourself to kind of dwell and think about and contemplate the different places in your life where perhaps you can reach for more in terms of how you are experiencing your life and reaching for a best life, and what can feel comfortable but perhaps isn't the best experience for you overall. So, thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, and stay tuned for more. I hope it was helpful. And until next time, be safe, be well. Thanks so much.